section number four, administrative formal hearings. We are now on item number two, 2410, in regards to Lindsay Burenbach, DBM. This is the date, time, and place where the matter dealing with Lindsay Burenbach, DBM, in case 2410, is scheduled to be heard by the Arizona State Veterinary Medical Examining Board. The subject of this hearing is set forth in the complaint and notice of hearing. This is a formal administrative hearing to determine if there have been violations of the board's statutes and rules and whether disciplinary action is warranted. Ms. Dr. James, could you please do roll call for this?
Dr. Byrne?
Here.
Ms. Greger?
Here.
Ms. Frost?
Here.
Dr. James is here. Mr. Loewe?
Here.
Dr. Nosley?
Here.
Ms. Solomon?
Here.
Dr. Thompson?
Here.
Okay, let the record show that the board members have been furnished with copies of the complaint and notice of hearing and all pleadings of record. Would a member of the staff please state how a respondent was served with the notice of hearing today?
Certified mail.
Okay. And has the respondent responded to the complaint?
No.
Okay. Having found that the respondent has been properly notified regarding the hearing, the board will now hear from the state. Counsel for the state, please identify yourself for the record.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the board, Elizabeth Campbell on behalf of the state.
Okay, before starting the hearing, are there any preliminary matters the board should consider?
There are not, Madam Chair.
Okay. A hearing of this nature differs from a court proceeding. The technical rules of evidence do not apply. Reliable hearsay evidence is admissible. The board will entertain objections concerning irrelevant, repetitious, or otherwise inadmissible evidence. However, the board is the sole judge of the weight given to the evidence received. In a disciplinary proceeding, the state bears the burden of proof. After it hears all the evidence and the arguments of the state, the board will deliberate and decide whether to dismiss the case or take appropriate disciplinary action. Does the state wish to make an opening statement?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair, members of the board. Dr. Birnbach was granted a CE waiver, giving her a three-month extension to complete her required CEs. The request was granted the request was made by Dr. Birnbach on December 10th, 2022. Board considered it at its December 18th meeting in 2022 and gave her until April 1st, 2023 to complete the required CE. There was some email correspondence between between Dr. Birnbach and Ms. Whitmore, the board's executive director. And then that sort of fell off. And then there was a lot of emails by the board's executive director and other members of board staff to Dr. Birnbach, which went unresponded to. Much like the board's complaint and notice of hearing that unresponded to.
Okay, thank you. Would the state like to call its first witness?
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the board. The state calls Victoria Whitmore.
Okay, Ms. Whitmore, can I swear you in again?
Yes.
Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay, thank you. May proceed.
And Ms. Whitmore, how are you informed?
I serve as the board's executive director.
And as relates to your role in this particular matter, what are your job responsibilities?
I oversee all aspects of agency, including licensing, investigations, complaints, and inspections.
And we are here today on the board's conflict and notice of hearing, which is Stacey Tibbetson. Is that correct?
Yes.
So let's start at the beginning, or at least the beginning of this matter. Let's go ahead, if you could, have a look at State's Exhibit 2. State's Exhibit 2 contains a series of email exchanges between you and Dr. Birnbach, right?
Yes.
Right. And she also, CEO also referred to Dr. as Dr. Bolliker, those are the same person?
It is.
Okay. I am going to go ahead and refer to her as Dr. Bierenbach. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. So sometimes it's going to say Lindsay Bolliker, but we're going to know that that's Dr. Bierenbach, right?
Agreed.
Okay. All right, so let's go ahead and if we could look at dates 13 in Exhibit 2. What happened on December 10th of 22? Is this the day that Dr. Bierenbach submitted a CE waiver request?
Yes.
And she submitted that waiver request on Saturday, December 10th of 22. And you got right back to her, didn't you?
Yes.
Okay, so if we look at dates 12 at the bottom, you responded on Sunday, December 11th, and you let her know that her request would be placed on the board's agenda for its December 14th, 2022 meeting, right?
Yes.
All right. And then following that meeting, you, again, got right back to her on Sunday, December 18th. What did you let her know regarding the board's action on her CE waiver request?
That the board had reviewed the request and voted to give her a three-month extension to April 1st, 2023.
All right. And then April 1st, 2023 came and went, didn't it?
It did.
All right. And then I'm looking at dates 11 of State's Exhibit 2. What happened on April 5th?
I emailed Dr. Bierenbach asking about her progress toward completing the CE since she missed the deadline of the CE waiver.
Okay. And she responded to you on April 6th of 23, and she attached some information regarding some courses, right?
Yes.
And was that sufficient for the board's CE requirements?
It was not, because there was no proof that she had actually completed the CE.
And that's what you told her when you emailed her back the next day on April 7th of 23. You were at the bottom of dates 10, top of dates 11, right?
Yes.
Okay. And you asked for some follow-up information, including proof of completion, right?
Yes.
All right. And she did respond to you on April 10th, right?
Yes.
And now I'm at the top of dates 10. You responded to her also on April 10th of 23. And what did you let her know on April 10th?
That I was happy to share her comments with the board for review at the next board meeting.
Okay. And you in fact did so, right?
Yes.
All right. So. You got back to her then following the board's April 19th, 2023 meeting. On April 29th of 23, if we look at sort of the middle bit of date 8, right?
Yes, April 29th.
Okay. And on April 29th, what did you let Dr. Bierenbach know?
The board's April 18th, 2023 meeting, the board did review her situation and voted to extend her deadline for her CE middle to May 30th, 2023.
Right. And following your April 29th, 2023, did you receive a response from Dr. Bierenbach?
No.
Okay. And if you went ahead and you checked in with her a few months later, right?
Yes.
And so on June 15th of 2023, you sent her a check-in email?
Yes.
Okay. And that's at the top of page 8, right?
Yes.
Did you get any response to that?
No.
All right, so following your June 15, 23 email, you sent her a letter. If we look at State's Exhibit 3, dates 15, on June 19, 23, right?
Yes.
Okay, and what did you let her know on June 19, 23?
I was asking her if she had received the emails that I had been sending regarding the matter. and letting her know that the April 18th board meeting, let's see, that the board had discussed it, provided more information. I also told her that I emailed her multiple times, and since the board had extended the deadline that passed, I was asking her to contact us to provide an update on what she expected to submit the required information.
Okay, so the board had given her a first deadline until April 1st of 23, and she missed that, right?
Yes.
Then the board gave her a second deadline until May 30th of 23, right?
Right.
And she also missed that one?
Yes.
All right. Okay, following your June 19th of 2023 letter, the board at its next meeting in July of 23 voted to open an investigative case, right?
Yes.
Okay, and when the board opens an investigative case, that triggers a letter?
Yes, a letter of inquiry.
Okay, and so if we look at State's Exhibit 4, there's a letter dated July 24th, 2023. Is this what you're calling the letter of inquiry?
Yes.
Did you receive any response to this July 24th, 2023 letter?
No.
And it actually asks for it, that there towards the bottom, in bold, all caps, provide a typewritten signed narrative account within 15 days.
Correct.
So no response.
Correct.
All right. The board staff followed up, if we look at Exhibit 5, dates 20, this right now with a email to Dr. Grimbach, right?
Yes.
And this email says, I reached out by phone and left a voicemail.
Yes, it does.
Any response from Dr. Bierenbach to this outreach?
No.
All right. Board then, if we look at State's Exhibit 6, page 22, sent her a second notice, again requesting a typewritten response within 15 days. And this second notice was sent on September 11th, right?
Yes.
All right. Any response?
No.
As part of the board's investigative process, the board board staff prepares an investigative division report. And one was prepared in this case, correct?
Yes.
And that's document under State's tab 7.
Yes.
Right. And if we look at page 26, there's a series of documented contact attempts to Dr. Grimbach, right?
Yes.
Up to and including September 11, 2023 letter we just discussed. Following that, there were several more contact attempts, right?
Yeah.
Between the September 11, 23 letter and the issuance of the complaint, the notice of hearing, right?
Yes.
Have you tried to reach out to her in October, right, of 23?
Yes.
And you also mailed her a letter in November of 23, right?
Yes.
All right. Finally, I guess next to finally, the complaint and notice of hearing was mailed to her address of record on December 1st, 23, right?
Correct.
All right. And that's the document that we talked about in State's Exhibit 1.
Yes.
Okay. Following up with that, your last attempt to contact Dr. Bierenbach was the is a letter dated January 5th, 24, which is State's Exhibit 8 and Bates 28, right?
Yes.
All right. Your next last attempt, because you did email her on January 8th, 24, right?
Yes.
And you emailed her to her email address of record at the board, right?
Yes.
And you attached a copy of her complaint notice to her?
Yes.
No response to that?
Correct.
As a matter of fact, you have not had a response from Dr. Bierenbach since, get this right, April of 23, right?
Yes.
Madam Chair, members of the board, that completes the presentation, stays on us.
Okay, thank you. Do any board members have questions of Ms. Whitmore? Okay, any additional witnesses by the state?
No, Madam Chair, but I neglected to ask for the admission of state's exhibits.
Okay, thank you. Does the state rest its case?
It does.
This concludes the evidentiary portion of the administrative hearing. The board will now hear closing arguments. The state may present its closing argument.
Thank you. Madam Chair, members of the board, state has made, the board has made every effort to work with Dr. Bierenbach. They gave her a first extension to complete her CEs, and then they gave her a second extension to, until they gave her first extension until April 1st, 23 to complete her CEs, and they gave her a second extension until May 30th of 23 to complete her CEs. Checking to make sure I got the May 30th date right, but I believe it is correct. The board has, I was right. The board has received, despite multiple attempts by the board's executive director and other members of the board staff, in the 30 months, the board has received no response from Dr. Bierenbach. At this point, the board asked that the board find that the state has established the facts and violations as alleged in the complaint in this hearing. And because of Dr. Bierenbach's lack of response to the board over an extended period of time, and in view of the facts and violations the state has established, state has requested revocation of this matter.
Thank you. Having heard the testimony and reviewed the evidence and arguments of the state, the board will now discuss the case. The board can begin with general discussion or entertain motions.
Madam Chair, I move the board finds that the state has demonstrated by a preponderance of evidence factual allegations in the complaint. I move that the board adopts these allegations as the board's findings of fact.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes.
Madam Chair, I move the board finds that the findings of fact constitute a violation of the statutes and or rules set forth in the complaint, and that the board adopt the alleged violations of law as the board's conclusions of law.
Second.
Okay. A motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes.
Madam Chair, I make a motion for the revocation of license 7229 held by Lindsay Bierenbach, DBA.
Second.
Okay. We have a motion and a second to revoke Dr. Bierenbach's license. Is there any further discussion? Okay. Can we do a roll call on this vote, please? Dr. Byrne?
Aye.
Ms. Freer?
Aye.
Ms. Frost?
Aye.
Dr. James is an aye. Mr. Lohe?
Aye.
Dr. Nosley?
Aye.
Ms. Solomon?
Aye.
Dr. Thompson?
Aye.
Dr. Benedict?
Okay, thank you. The motion has passed. This concludes the formal hearing. The board's decision will be reduced to a written order and served on the parties. The parties will have further appeal rights that will be explained in the board's order. This concludes this matter. Thank you all for attending today.